Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Mike.
So we're going to get into Will Smith. The title of the show is Will Smith's Mental Health. We're gonna talk a little bit about this. Obviously, the slap heard around the world. Before we get into it, we're just going to keep this super short because obviously we want to focus on the hot topic, which is good that we're visiting it now because more stuff has come out. So we're going to touch on that and give our take, which I'm sure everybody's really fucking excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody's talking about this.
No, nobody's not. No.
But sit through it. It'll be worth it. Trust me. On the last episode, I had mentioned about reading an audition and Mary reading the line wrong, when, you know, her being my reader. Mm-hmm. And I had mentioned I had another audition I had to do that night. Well, the cool part is I ended up getting that job, and it had to film very quickly, so within the space of last episode to this episode. It was a lead role, so I had to learn a script, and I didn't realize I did mix up the two auditions. One was in Youngstown, one was in Dayton.
Oh.
So the one that I got was in Dayton, so it was like a four-hour drive.
Yeah.
It was a 12-hour shoot, and then another four-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun, though. Like, that was technically my first... I mean, I did the commercial before, but this was my first film experience, and it was kind of funny. Just, we sat for like 4 hours, me and a couple of the co-stars there, while another guy was filming. I guess they call it, like, you're in holding until they call you up.
Mm.
And the guys that I was talking to, they went up to film, so I was kind of curious what it was like. I didn't want to be like caught off guard of like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna walk up there and kind of see what's going on. And I did. So they're like, cut. So the director comes walking back. He goes, hey, if you just want to take a seat, you were in that last shot.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, whoops. All I pictured was like, remember like in Forrest Gump when he's like, they edited him into those scenes where he's like peeking out of the corner.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that was like me. So, yeah, that's why you're supposed to stay where you are. So, whatever. It was fun. Another quick thing is we talked about too, man. We were bashing Baker last time. And in between that time, we got Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
Yeah. The whole timeline of events from that.
It was just nuts, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I was glued to Twitter for the better part of a week.
And obviously, if there is some wrongdoing, if he's criminally charged, then there is no right to that. I mean, the dude's a dirtbag if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that people are making their judgments based on just, I know it's a lot of people. 22 women coming forward is a lot, so it's got to be real. Let's not just jump to conclusions. We've seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
This has happened numerous times to numerous people.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is wealthy people usually settle because they don't want to deal with any of this mess.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to hear people already throwing this guy. Like, I'm not watching another... First of all, you'll be woof-woofing on the first opening day. You'll be in the dog pound with a sign that says Deshaun Watson's biggest fan. So let's not pretend that that's not going to happen. There's got to be some kind of proof. I don't know how much you read into the stories. I read the 22 allegations.
Well, so far, I mean, two grand juries have decided not to indict him.
Right, because there
must not be enough. And that's only two of the 22 women, because both those were different. Both those grand juries were different women because they took place in different places.
Yep.
So, I mean, we'll see. He's got to get through 20 more of those.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, what sucks too is the NFL is going to suspend him no matter what.
Yeah.
Which is horrible.
Yeah.
Because you're basically throwing guilt on the guy then. Like, this is our policy. We're supposed to keep up with you. You don't get involved in things like that. Well, how are these guys supposed to not get involved in things like that?
Mm-hmm.
If he's going to massage parlors, which is a normal thing for NFL players, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were 22 women that came forward. If you read the stories, they are absolutely, I'll just say this now, they seem unbelievable. If they're true, my personal opinion, it would be very weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're saying things like, he rolled over and ejaculated. Okay, so it just happened? Like, there wasn't any kind of... there was no talk about him, like, beating it while she was, you know, well, he was on his stomach beating it. I mean, how did he flip over and then immediately ejaculate? And two of them said that.
That's like a superpower.
Right. That's what my wife said. She's like, aren't you jealous? And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, because we were just kind of, we weren't laughing about it, but we were just kind of like, how unbelievable do these sound? Are they leaving bits and pieces of information out?
I'm sure.
You know, but the fact that these 22 women also will not attach their names to anything is kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
18 women came out and defended Deshaun Watson, saying that they've worked on him before, and he's been very respectful. He's very quiet. He sits there and listens to his music. Mm-hmm. They receive a chart from the Texans trainer that says, please work on these targeted areas. Mm-hmm. And they said it is completely normal for an NFL person, especially in his position, to focus on the groin area. Nothing sexual about it. Just focus on that area. And they said most men will start to obviously get aroused if that happens. And if that happens, you know, professional, they're told to give them a minute, walk away, give them a minute to go back to normal, and then continue with the massage. You know, they all said the same thing, that after reading these allegations, they seemed very far-fetched. Mm. So maybe they're exaggerated. Maybe they are real and they're just exaggerated.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But who knows? You can't just assume this guy's guilty, is my thing.
No, not. Yeah.
And that's horrible.
I agree. I mean, everybody wants to bury this guy and put him behind bars, and whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly.
He's not guilty so far.
Right. And look, we'll be the first to admit. And if he is, then.
I'm not saying none of those happen, but because it's very. I mean, 22 allegations. I mean, he might. I mean, God, if you even just one of those being.
Right.
You know, getting indicted for is, you know, is terrible. Why would the Browns do this? Why would this guy did all these things? Like, you don't know that.
You don't know that.
If he did. He's innocent until proven guilty.
Yep. And, you know, most people, if they didn't strongly believe in themselves, would immediately settle.
Yeah. He does not want to settle. He wants to fight.
And to me, that says something.
Yeah.
That says I have.
He wants to clear his name by fighting him. And that could take years.
Yep. And he's got a lot to lose. He does. So in his mind, like, if he could settle and then face the 6 or 8 game suspension or whatever it is and be done with this whole thing.
Yeah.
The fact that he doesn't want to settle says a little something to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't look too much into it, but I'm hearing the thing about the lawyers for the girl. The girls is in tie, like, he knows he's friends with someone in the Texans organization, maybe the owner or something like that.
I heard there was a thing with the owner trying to. So I who knows? Yeah. That might just be a rumor. But
yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, I say, like you said, innocent until proven guilty. I hate hearing these calls about people going, "This piece of shit." You don't know that.
No.
You know, if this was the first time in history. Women have ever gone after a guy with money. I'd say the reversal could happen too. I've just never, maybe it's not promoted as much, but we've seen this happen before.
Yeah.
It will happen again. Mm-hmm. And you have to put in terms of, like, what if this was your kid this was happening to? And legit, he's breaking down to you and saying, listen, I didn't do this. I swear on everything. And I'll fight this till the very end. Mm-hmm. It still has to be tough as a parent to see all these people attacking your kid for something he possibly did not do. But that's my take. I think it's a great thing. I'm glad, because I'm so sick of Baker, and you knew that.
We knew this was coming. I mean, I think I had a Facebook post during the Browns season. I said, this is the last snap that Baker takes as a Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew that the team wasn't sold on him anymore.
No.
And this is a move that they have needed to make.
Absolutely.
Deshaun Watson, without his legal issues, is a top 5 quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He will be the best quarterback to ever suit up for the Browns.
Yep.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I agree.
This is a move that actually is probably a little too late, because you don't have, we have Amari Cooper now. So they needed this. This is a win now move, and the Browns are in win now mode, because they have the pieces. Like we talked about with Baker, like this, this needed to happen. And you know, I'm sure they made calls on Russell Wilson, and they went, you know, for the best guys that were available, and Deshaun Watson was the last of them standing. And the crazy thing was that was a, you heard the reports that we were the first team he said no thanks to, and yeah. Then next thing you know,
yeah, they opened up that pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God you have owners willing to spend.
Yeah,
I guess you never know what's going on in the background. So after about a week of letting it absorb, you realize how childish this dude is.
Are we talking about Baker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you think about it, and it's like, you know, he is still a young dude. He's a kid.
Yeah.
He still is a kid. And he was told, you know, we were made to believe he wasn't told. This was a big shock to him.
Mm-hmm.
He was told 2 weeks prior to this, like, if there is a top-tier quarterback available, we're going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And given your injury and having surgery, you know, you have to understand that that would be okay for them to look at some, you know, other options because, hey, we got to have a backup plan just in case mm-hmm. you're not ready for the season. But I think when he came out with that little goodbye Cleveland, he yeah. sealed his own fate right
yeah.
then.
Mm-hmm.
How can you even, like, hey, we didn't tell you you were gone. You basically just did that yourself.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? More and more, he kept snowballing it, and uh-huh. now no team wants
him. And then right after Deshaun Watson reportedly said no to the Browns, Baker requested a trade later yeah. that day, thinking, what are they going to do now? They don't have me. They don't have Deshaun yeah. Watson.
And still nobody wanted him.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Nobody, yeah.
You know, it's not sad, but whatever.
It is for the Browns, because now they're not going to get shit for him.
Yeah. I love it. You know, like all the people like, Baker was our guy, man. Okay, he's your guy. Then you should get a number one pick for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'll be lucky if you get a fourth or a fifth.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good your guy was.
I mean, they got to hope somebody gets, a quarterback gets injured during training camp or something. Because
that's what I
other
think,
than
yeah.
that, they're going to have to release this guy. Because
yeah.
they're going to have to pay to get rid of him.
Yep. Yeah, I think Jimmy G will be the first piece. Wherever Jimmy G goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then that leaves basically no quarterbacks on the market.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then something will happen. There'll be an emergency situation, and we'll yeah. get a fifth or something for him. Anyway, so yeah, it was cool. That was a couple of cool things that...
Yeah, we kind of, we hit on that.
We did, which was cool.
Sure enough, yeah.
God, I feel like I want to hit on so many little things. We'll just, this should take less than 2 minutes. I swear we're getting into that Will Smith shit. The Guardians theme song.
I have not heard it.
Yeah, don't bother. It's got the millennial whoop in it.
Oh.
So you know they're trying to sell something shitty. I'm just saying. You know, if you have to have a theme song, are there any other teams that have theme songs? I'm not sure.
I'm sure there is.
Really?
We just don't know because we're...
Yeah, we only hear Cleveland. So, yeah, I think it's just another ploy of like, God, you know, we're not selling tickets. We got to come out with something. You throw the millennial whoop in it. You know? I think it's the whole...
God-awful logos.
Yes, that's what
a lot of people don't like. I don't mind the name. I hate the logos. Yeah. I hate the script Guardians that...
Yeah.
You know, they did absolutely nothing in free agency to improve their team.
Didn't even re-sign their own guys.
I mean, supposedly they're working... Yeah, supposedly they're working on extending Ramirez, which would be really nice, because that's not something that this organization does.
Right. Oh, they'll lowball him somehow.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do that and piss him off, and they'll end up
trading
him. He'll
want to leave, yep.
But the good thing is they got Tom Hanks throwing out the
first pitch. That's pretty cool.
Too bad we don't have a catcher with the last name Wilson.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Wilson!
Oh, my God, that'd be great. Let's have a little vote. How many years before there's a logo revamp? Not a name change, but a logo revamp. Do you got to give it 2 years?
I believe it is like a 2 or 3 years you have to wait. I think, well, it might be longer. I don't know. I'll have to look.
Do you think Cleveland gets used to this? Or do you think they change it when ticket sales aren't happening?
Because
you got to put product on the field.
Yeah, it might be. It might be. I would say no fewer than 5 years, but probably sometime after that. Because they know nobody likes the logos.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think... was it the Cavs? Like the Cavs debuted in 94 with the new Gund Arena, new logo.
Mm-hmm.
By 97, they had changed.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, in 97, let me correct myself, because 97 was just a slight change.
Yeah.
99, I think, is when they went. 99, 2000 was when they went full, like,
yeah, took the blue, the new thing wine away. And gold.
No, well,
no, wait,
not even. It was just the Cavs script.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Darius Miles years.
Yeah.
Remember that? It just the stripes on the side type of thing. It
that's
wasn't,
right.
They didn't have the, what we call that, the lightning blue swoosh.
Yeah, thing. Okay, yeah, you're
they
right.
They did away
yeah.
with that. So that, that
they
was.
They did away with those, yeah, the swooshes.
So we'll say from 94 to 99, so 5 year.
Yeah.
And they changed it once they realized it wasn't working.
They could have done so much. It's just, I think the major thing was they knew people were going to be mad about the name and just the change in general anyway.
Yeah.
So they tried to make everybody happy.
By keeping it
a minimal change, but a change nonetheless.
Yeah.
And that god-awful G logo that's supposed to look like a split finger fastball. Like, it's just awful.
Yeah.
They could have done so much better. Like, they needed a complete rebrand. Like, new colors, just rebrand everything.
Yeah. I think it would have been nice to have.
That would have been the best way to do it instead of trying to do this minimalist, make everybody happy bullshit.
Yeah. Yep. So that's our prediction then. Are we agreeing 5 years?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, five years. That'll be a great question for
the
listeners.
If it may be sooner if ownership changes.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. I pray every year that that happens. All right. So here we go. We're getting into it. Everybody, I'm not going to play the sound clip from it because everybody's heard
you've
it.
You've all seen it. You've all heard it.
Yeah.
When did you hear about it? Did you see it live? Did you watch it live?
We don't have cable. And to be honest with you, I stopped watching the Oscars. I literally get sick of everybody using that stage as a platform to put their political bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets annoying. And it shows I'm not the only one because Oscar ratings have been the worst they've ever been.
Yeah.
This year is actually the second worst. It wasn't as bad as last year, but it was the second worst. And that may be due to as soon as that slap happened,
people tuning in.
Yeah, people were like, oh my God, you got to turn it on, you know. So I wasn't watching it anyway. I didn't even know about it till the next day.
Oh, okay.
And people were telling me, and when I saw it, it's one of those moments you got to absorb it a little bit and kind of watch it again and like, wait, was he kidding?
Yeah.
Or what, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I just, you know, after processing it and then seeing the news and then you hear the things about, well, Jada suffers from alopecia, so that's why. Let's take it from the beginning. He laughs.
Yes.
Hysterically at the joke. So he obviously gets a side eye from Jada of like, really? You're going to laugh? And all of a sudden he clicks
whatever happened after the camera cuts away from Jada not laughing and Will laughing.
Yeah.
So he must have, I mean, we all assume he must have looked over, saw that she was not happy.
And then flipped out. The other angle is after he slaps him and Chris Rock says, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me. It shows Jada cracking up. And I'm, wait a minute. You can't be mad at one thing and laugh at another. So you don't want public, if you want to call it public humiliation, which is exactly what just happened to Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And you're laughing at it?
Yeah.
So I felt bad for Chris Rock. He seems dumbfounded and like,
but who handled it like almost the way that Chris Rock handled it made you think it was like the way he handled it and his cool under that, even though he was a little, you know, flustered, obviously, but the way he handled that, like, okay, well maybe this was fake. It's like, I don't watch the Oscars, but I was checking Twitter before going to bed. And I kept seeing stuff about Will Smith, Chris Rock. I scroll down, and somebody had the uncut footage from, I think, Australia was one of them.
Yeah, yep.
And I watched that version of it repeat. I must have watched it, like, 10 times in a row. Because, like, at first, it didn't really sink in at first. And it was like, okay, this is staged. But then when you see Will go back, sit down, and start cussing.
Yeah.
I felt let down. I've always been a big, I mean, since we were in elementary school.
Especially because Will Smith don't got a cuss in his rap to sell records.
I was, yeah, right? Like,
it's just,
I was
it's just not his thing, yeah.
I was so let down because he always seemed like a genuinely good person.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And to see him go on stage and assault a comedian over a joke.
They know professionally that is his job.
Yeah.
During the Oscars.
He would not, they wouldn't want Chris Rock there to not bust a joke on people.
It wasn't horrible. And I know the people that will say, well, she has alopecia.
And truthfully, for Chris Rock standards, that was a pretty shitty joke.
Yeah.
Who does a G.I. Jane joke anymore? Nobody,
right.
Nobody really remembers what G.I. Jane.
Yeah, the older folks probably remember it.
Right?
But, yeah. And the thing is like I said about the alopecia, the people being like, oh, you know, so it's okay for him to blah, 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 blah. Okay. Let's talk about that, because 2 weeks before the Oscars, she made a TikTok video stating she loved her bald head and she didn't care what people thought about it. I don't give two craps what people feel about this bald head of mine, because guess what? I love it. Being a black woman and dealing with hair in Hollywood, especially in the era I came up with, having your hair look as European as possible was always the thing. That was really challenging, you know, because I like my hair out wild and curly, but nobody wanted that. So I always had to do my hair in ways that didn't feel natural to me, because I was trying to play the game. That doesn't sound like a woman that that's suffering horribly, and also says she doesn't give two craps what people feel about it. So I get it. Maybe the moment changed it a little bit. And I read another one of my friends, she is a black woman, and she posted, you know, Will Smith hurt the black community with this. I disagree. I think he hurt all communities with this.
I agree.
I think to have a guy at his level that people admired.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to not see Will Smith movies anymore. I'm always interested.
I won't. He can go fuck himself as far as I'm concerned. That's where I stand.
I like it.
But go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably see him depending on what movie it is. But it'll just make me look at him a little bit different. Like something's changed. And I do believe it's his mental health. I think this, just my opinion, I'm not saying this is fact, but just my opinion, just of what we've seen over the years between them, the toxic relationship they've had.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have this open relationship, which doesn't sound like Will.
Doesn't sound like it's open to Will.
Right. And I just mentally think this dude is broken. I've heard many comedians that are close to Chris Rock and Will even say, Will, you got to get out of this, man. You got to, you know, as hard as it'll be, you have to leave. You have to leave this chick. So obviously they know a Will that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We know famous Will on shows and TV and movies.
Yeah.
These people know him personally and have probably seen things that are like, this woman has broken you to the point where she can trigger you in public to go do something you normally wouldn't do. And that, you know, I could see if this was like an after party or something, and Chris Rock walked up to Will and said, oh, your wife's got a fat ass or something. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah.
That may involve a slap or a punch, you know, just natural reaction. But when you know it's a show, you know it's supposed to be comedic. You know, it was a quick joke. Like David Spade said, do you think every person in America has the medical records for everybody in that crowd?
Exactly.
You know, he probably just quickly looked around, saw the bald head, and was like, hey.
G.I. Jane joke. Easy.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good joke, but it was, you know, easy. It was low-hanging fruit. Quick.
Yep. More news keeps coming out, so I don't know if this is true or fake, whatever, but I did hear that he resigned from, or
yes,
walked out from
He resigned from the Academy.
And rumor has it that he was going to be kicked out.
He was probably going to be. Yeah. It was probably one. You either resign publicly or we kick you out. Like, there's no way that they had to do something. Like, that, he walked on stage and assaulted somebody.
I like, now, you know, speaking of mental health, I think Jim Carrey has kind of been losing his shit for a few years.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was promoting Sonic 2, and he had a pretty good take on it, which I thought was very respectful of him to actually sound like a sane person for once for a while. And he said it was just completely unacceptable. And the fact that when Will won that award, people gave him a standing ovation, he said, you know, was disgraceful, disgusting.
I agree.
And I agree with that. I think, especially because it was right in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
There again, they're being professional, and they're like, eh, we gotta, you know what? You can clap for the dude, but a standing O, eh. You know, he basically took away from everybody's moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Williams family, the movie was about, what was it, Quest Love, you know, basically took away from him during his speech, you know, because everybody was still, like, absorbing what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
The whole night sounds like it became very weird. Mm-hmm. You know, people were commenting on it as they went up, and I saw a couple clips of, you know. And, you know, now that he comes out and says he apologizes and everything, I just have a hard time believing it, because I think you realize the backlash that this has caused, and now it's not legit. I think a legit one would have been immediately.
Immediately.
During your speech.
During his speech, he should have apologized to Chris Rock.
And he apologized to the Academy.
Everybody but Chris Rock.
Yeah. It's a shame.
And it just sets a bad... It's a black eye for comedy.
Yeah, it is.
Because, and you know, we do a comedy. We're not comedians per se.
And you mean a black eye.
Black eye. Right? Yes. Not black, a black eye.
Not a black
eye.
It's not a black guy.
Black eye. I mean, because you'll not see another comedian like Chris Rock or Ricky Gervais or, you know, those kind of comedians who kind of bust on, you know, other celebrities. You'll never see those guys at the Oscars again.
Nope.
And even if they wanted them, those guys wouldn't go.
You're still a professional. You got to hold it together. It's like it's like when you're in your films, man, and people are like cracking jokes, and your job is to hold it together because you don't want to break character.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing when you're on TV, and that is Chris Rock's job, is to bust chops. Mm-hmm. That's what they hired him for.
Yeah,
you may be part of that joke, and you have to understand.
But you know it's a joke.
Exactly,
it's a joke.
So speaking of jokes from Will Smith. So this one kind of surfaced from Arsenio Hall, Cleveland guy. Whoop. Did you know that?
Woof, woof, woof. Yes, I did.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So here is him talking about a band member of Arsenio Hall's that suffers from alopecia.
Rules for my own, man. I
tell you, man, you can't do that in this world, man. You can't do that in this world, man. Arsenio, they got rules. They got rules. Like, he has a rule. The bass player, he got a rule. He got to wax his head every morning. That's a rule. Jokes, come on.
So, you know, I know that's a long time ago, and you know, but
these are jokes, though. Come
on, these are jokes, you know, about someone with alopecia. So, I mean, if you're gonna cast the first stone, you better make sure you haven't done it yourself, because boy, could that really be embarrassing.
She, you know, Jada has fucking publicly humiliated that guy.
Absolutely. At one point I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
I mean,
that whole stupid Red Table talk where she's talking about fucking his son's best friend.
Yeah.
And
like
she was on Oprah talking about how bad Will is in bed.
Yep.
Like, you don't talk about this. She's fucked up. And she's messed him up.
Yep. She has messed
him
up.
If he was smart, he would get out of that now.
Absolutely.
And
that's just coming from two normal guys that don't even know.
Yeah,
them personally, and you can see
it would make so much sense now. Like him divorcing her, it wouldn't look as, you know, it would be look like more like she's the one with the problem.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. Timing is everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise me if that's what his publicists are telling him and his PR people. Like, you need to get out of this now.
Yep. If he wants to save anything of his career, he
it might. I mean, it. I don't think we'll see him for a while.
I don't either. Even like the Williams family, like they were not happy.
No.
It's the same thing where you say, you know, that guy's basically representing, you know, he played the character
yeah.
of their father. And now this he is
kind of and he kind of used that
as his excuse.
As an excuse, yeah, for
you know, and he protected his nah, dude. Wrong setting.
Yeah.
You know, we're not on the streets where someone just came up and said right to your face, I'm going to fuck your wife. You're not in that setting.
That's,
and you yeah. just, dude.
That's the type of shit that got him sent to Bel Air in the first place.
Damn. Wow. It is true.
You know, if anybody should get slapped, it's Will for making Wild Wild West.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that movie's as bad as everybody thinks it is. I'd like to rip it, but and there's a part in there where Salma Hayek kind of shows half her ass. Mm. Not bad.
I forgot she was in that.
Oh yeah, she's in it. So's Kevin Klein. So's Kevin Klein. it's a weird movie, but I think it was half
no,
bad.
I did not know. I thought it was terrible.
I think I owned it on Blu-ray or something. Whatever. I owned a lot of Will Smith. I had iRobot.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a really good movie.
I had a lot. Yeah, I had I Am Legend, I Am Robot.
I Am Robot?
I Am Robot.
iRobot?
iRobot, yeah, sorry. I Am Legend, I Am Robot.
I Am Robot.
I Am Robot, yeah. What else? What's
Hitch?
Hitch, yeah. I'm bad with Will Smith titles today.
Like Turner and Hutch.
Turner and Hutch.
Hitch,
yeah, Hitch, that's it.
Or it's been a bizarre week since all that happened, but like I said, you know, it gives us more time to find out more details, like obviously Jada not caring about her alopecia, which may or may not be that bad, to be honest with you. I think she shaves her head anyway.
Yeah.
She always has. She always had short hair. But that's the industry's fault. Mm-hmm. Industry told her to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because all of her major parts in movies.
She's loony. What else? Hasn't she talked about how she was in love with Tupac? And
yeah. And the old saying, women will make you do crazy things. I'd say love, but women in general. Because I don't think that's love on his part anymore. I don't think he did that out of love. I think he did that because she gave him the look of like, you better go do something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, shit.
I'll fuck our son's friend again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get into another entanglement.
Entanglement. That's just, yeah. It was an entanglement. Nobody calls it an entanglement.
No. Only people who are guilty of cheating.
Yeah. And went on live. Not live, but went on
television. Like the meme of his face from that fucking Red Table Talk.
Was a broken man.
Was a broken ass man.
Hell yeah. As anybody sitting there listening to their wife tell them, you're horrible in bed.
Uh-huh.
And I went and fucked this dude.
Uh-huh.
But that's okay. We have an open thing. According to who?
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't know that.
I know Will doesn't listen, obviously, to this show. But if, for some reason, he made it this far into the show, the best remedy is to get away from that situation and get help. Get medication, go see a therapist. Medication if you need it, I don't know. I mean, some of us have been there, and mental health is a real thing, and I've suffered from it. I went and got help. I have medication I still take today. It works wonders. It normalizes me completely. Mm-hmm. I know some people are against that shit, but you have... The people that are against it have never experienced it.
Yeah, exactly.
They do not know.
They don't know.
Yeah, and it's awful. So if Will's doing that, trying to live life like that, it's just certain things in the brain that get triggered at certain times, and it's nothing that you can avoid. It's nothing you can help. I mean, help as in like correct normally.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tom Cruise is big on like, people don't need Ritalin. People don't need Ritalin. Come on. People don't need Ritalin. You don't know that, dude. Like, you're not a medical doctor. Two,
B, you're a Scientologist.
You're a Scientologist. And, yeah. And, like, So you're, you know, you can sit back and say something doesn't work for a kid that you saw was freaking wilding out to going to completely normal, and you're going to try to say that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Some, not everybody's brain is the same. Sometimes it takes a traumatic event to trigger, which is what happened to me. I was completely fine. I went through a divorce. It, you know, I got very, very depressed about, you know, losing time with Connor, you know, and it just triggered it. It's nothing I can help. But luckily, other people saw it. So they're like, something's not right. Maybe you should go talk to somebody. And I finally did. And then ended up being the best thing I ever did. It takes a while to figure out the balance of medication and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Some of it works, some of it doesn't. But when you do find the right combination, it's like, you don't even know how you live without it. I've tried to like, well, maybe I don't need it now, and try to, you know, wean myself off of it. And I go back right into it. And it's like, luckily I can see it for myself. I know when I'm getting there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess that's more of a message for
anybody really.
Yeah. Is, you know, if you feel a certain way, you know, we see people on Facebook a lot posts about things, and it's like, sometimes you can tell, oh man, that sounds like I did, you know, and you want to, sometimes you want to message a person get some help.
Yeah. And that was so big for me. Was for years, I didn't tell anybody, and I felt like I was alone. And then, as you know, over the last several years, you started seeing pro athletes and actors and people who are successful talk about these mental things. And it's like, that is exactly what I've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, it makes you feel really good to know that, like, okay, this isn't just me that's having these issues.
It's normal. There's a lot of people that suffer from it. And I'm just telling you, sometimes it takes somebody else seeing it, which we, you know, obviously the topic is Will Smith. So it's when you see normal Joe Schmoes like us that can see it, you see people that literally know him telling him, get away from this toxic and then go get yourself some help. You know, something's there.
Yeah.
And it's serious because, you know, you don't know how far it can get. We've seen, look at Robin Williams, you know, nobody knew.
No.
Chester
Bennington
from
Linkin Park.
Same thing. The signs were there.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, they were in the songs half the time.
Chris Cornell.
You know, and it's not giving in. It's not like, oh man, if I go, then I'm admitting I'm crazy. You know, it's not that.
No.
It's just something in your brain that triggered that you have no control over. I feel like their relationship was always toxic, but it definitely did a complete switch.
When she started making shit public.
Public, yep.
Yeah. Because Will has always protected, I feel like he's always protected his reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And which is why I was always such a, because he just seemed like a genuinely like good person anytime, you know, but just goes to show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah.
He's going to have a hard time.
Do what you got to do, because now you got a lot of work ahead of you to rebuild your reputation.
Yep. And I do think you're right, though. I bet you his publicists or whatever his reps are like, you got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be drastic, and you got to.
Yeah, because he's not going to win an Academy Award again.
No.
He won't even be allowed at the Oscars.
Nope. You've basically.
And this guy was having a prolific acting career.
Yeah, yeah. Generally good, too. I mean, he was really good.
Yeah,
I think he's really good.
He's a very talented, extremely talented person. Yeah. That's just why was such a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you caught it, but there was a split second there when Chris Rock was talking after the slap. He goes, I could have, and he stops and he's like, never mind. And switches, like, you almost wonder if he's like, I could have made an entanglement joke, like, or something. You know what I meant?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
I think he was like, I could have said some worse shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One moment can ruin a whole career, man.
Yeah. Just like that.
And
on such a big global stage, too.
Mm-hmm.
Had he slapped him at an after party,
probably
half the world wouldn't even have known about it.
Exactly. The sad part is, I bet you that the Oscars are happy this happened.
Because
their ratings were so low.
Most likely, yeah. Which is why a lot of people thought it was fake, because or that was staged
because
the Oscar
ratings
happened so well. And it was a weird looking slap too.
It was.
Well, you hit like a bitch.
You know, do you think Will rebound his career or rebound his image? If so, what's it going to take?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do think a divorce is the first big step.
God,
I think that would help out because that would automatically push a lot of the blame over to her. Like, you know, at least he's doing something about it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he realizes he's broke. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's not so early in his career that he's going to suffer.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's done, he's going to live
he's really set.
He's set, yeah. It's been a crazy couple of weeks from,
right?
From just weird news all around. But, yeah, I think that was it on the Will front. I know I feel like this wasn't that funny of an episode. I guess it doesn't always have to be.
No.
I had, I'll end it on a good thing, though.
All right, let's hear.
On just before you came over, I told you we were going up the sheets to get coffee, and we did. There's my little coffee.
Mm-hmm.
People that may think I'm lying about that
coffee. No, you really have a coffee.
You hear the ice? It's an iced coffee.
Oh, iced coffee.
Because I'm fancy. I'm a fancy son of a bitch.
I like iced coffee.
Yeah, can you give me some almond milk with a double shot of sugar?
Okay, all right. Hold on. I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you off.
Here we go. I'm gonna take a sip of my coffee.
So yeah, well, yeah, take a sip of your coffee. So I like the fucking people who go like to Starbucks, right? And if this is if you're one of these people, if one of our listeners is one of these people, then too bad. And it's like they do a fucking science experiment with their drink.
Yeah,
I'd like a grande this with a shot of this and one pump of this with one of these.
Two pumps, non-fat
almond milk.
Do you guys still have the gibbity juice? If you could put a half ounce of that.
A pinch of this.
And you know what? Add a shot of wheatgrass, please.
Yeah. Right? And yeah. You're like, what the
1749.
The total comes to 1749. And and that type of shit, like, I haven't been a coffee drinker for that long. But I've only just now got comfortable ordering from Starbucks. Because, like, ordering from Starbucks before used to give me anxiety. Like, shit, because it's not, like, small, medium, large. It's small,
venti, grande.
Tall, grande, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the fucking... looking at the menu, it's like...
Do you want to see them go absolutely nutty? Order a black coffee. They don't know what to do. That's what I do every time. I said, yeah, I'll just take...
I'll take a tall black coffee.
I'll take a venti coffee. They're like, what would you like in it? And I'm like, no, just the coffee. And the puzzled look on their face. I know people can't see me doing my face right now, but they're like, huh? Like, they don't know.
Like, they're looking at the menu like,
do we even serve that? Do we serve coffee? I just thought it was a mocha latte chata latte.
Do you want it with a shot of something? No, just black.
Just black. Huh. Oh, okay. They're like going. They're like hitting. They're hitting like a red button under the counter for the police.
Beep, 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 beep.
He's security, obviously
security.
Robbing.
Is there a problem? Yes. This guy's trying to order a black coffee.
Oh man,
sir, you are aware this is a Starbucks.
Oh shit.
All right, sorry.
See, we got it funny. So yeah, I usually get the little 99 cent because you get a sandwich and then you get 99 cent coffee. So we were driving out of the Sheetz parking lot and she said something about, I really like Sheetz coffee. I used to like Dunkin' better, but I'm starting to like Sheetz. And the guy in me, went, oh, I like Dunkin' too. Dunkin' these balls in your mouth. And it was dead silence. There was like literally no response. And I just looked at her and I was waiting. I thought maybe there was like a delay to let it process, but there was no laugh. And I was like, man, I thought that was kind of witty, funny, creative. And she went, ha. I'm like, all right, I guess it wasn't that good. I thought it was hilarious.
It was, yeah, it was easy.
There's a couple things you don't pass up when somebody says Menards, Dick's, Dunkin', Aldi's.
Aldi's nuts.
Wendy's. Wendy's nuts drag across your face.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know the Wendy's one, and you worked there.
I did.
You like Wendy's?
I'm an alumnus.
That's a, go ask your wife before she hears this episode. Ask your wife. Hey, do you like Wendy's? She's like, it's okay. Wendy's nuts drag across your face.
And then Will Smith walks out of my closet and slaps me across the face. Keep your wife's name out of your fucking mouth.
But it's my wife. He's yelling at you to keep your wife's name out of your mouth. Wait, that's not how this works, Will. I'm trying to think if there's any other restaurants that would work. Nope. No, I don't think there's anything. That's another poll question. If you can think of any other restaurant, Popeyes. When you dick Popeyes. I don't know. Because a dick poked him in one eye. Oh, Popeyes.
Whoa.
He eats spinach and his eye opens back up.
It was a stroke.
Oh, man.
He had a stroke.
Remember that on Family Guy? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's not how normal people talk. You had a stroke. Did you ever notice that doctor and the dad are the same exact voice?
Yeah, same voice, yeah. Yeah, Carter Peter Schmidt.
And the doctor. They have the same voice. I love it. That was a good way to end the show. I like it. A little comedy.
There we go.
Hopefully, I know the whole beginning was absolutely boring.
But it was. No, it was good.
Good conversation. Right. And you know what?
I'd rather our funny come naturally than trying to force it. So, and sometimes, like, it's
just like my women.
We are the Vulgar Burrito. We're a show. Oh. We're a show about
coming
anything.
We're a show about coming naturally.
Coming naturally.
This week's sponsor brought to you by Come Naturally. Now at your local CVS. CVS not affiliated with the Vulgar Brave Podcast.
Yeah, probably.
Not the real CVS, a made up CVS. I was gonna say random question. Do you know what CVS stands for? I want to say that it was like customer value service or something like that, but it might not be. Let's find out. You know what? We're not even going to find out because you know what? We'll probably get sued for.
Yeah, right.
Related, but anyway,
we're going to sue a little old podcast.
Yeah.
Ooh. We're CVS. We don't fuck around.
Is he a French guy that owns it? We are CVS.
Oh, we are CVS. We do not fuck around.
We do not fuck around. We Popeyes.
We do not fuck around with you people.
we
come get your cough syrup.
Your what?
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup. It sounded like you said your concierge.
Come get your concierge.
It is flu season, you take your Zycam. You nasal swab. Swab your nasal.
Sounds more like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Swab your nasal. Come get your Neosporin.
Rub it on your guts.
I'm sorry, what'd you call me?
Rub it into your guts. The deep.
The deep wound.
The deep wound. By your vagina.
By your vagina. Come get your vitamin D.
You gotta, when they're friends, you gotta space out every word. So vitamin is vitamin.
De.
The vitamin D.
Come get it.
Come de. Get it.
Right next to my nuts.
Oh, my God. What a great way to end the show. Oh, frick.
CVS is French-owned.
Yeah.
CVS not affiliated with the Vulgar.
I think I'm going to have that queued up where I just like can plug it in everywhere. Like those guys that quickly say, like, right at the end of the commercial, they're like, oh, yeah.
You could get one free car if you buy half of one. Get it Sunday. All restrictions apply. Suffer from alopecia.
You know what I'm talking about. At the end where they speed read all the little fine print. And you're like, I don't know if that's such a good deal anymore.
No.
I think I heard something about having to sacrifice a pinky and singe your ball hair.
Come to CVS, we singe ball hair.
We have the hair removal. Hair removal for your private areas.
Like your wee-wee.
Like your wee-wee. And so for vagina.
Is it like you're singing a country song?
Your vagina.
If you want to give yourself the baby Hitler.
The baby Hitler.
Hitler not affiliated with
Vulgar Burrito.
The Vulgar Burrito podcast is not associated with Hitler or any Nazis.
And with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up.
So we packed a lot into this episode, and we're curious to hear everybody's take on the big Will Smith topic. Thoughts on the Deshaun Watson acquisition? And did you listen to the Guardians theme song and like it or hate it? And that is just the few questions we will be posting to our social media pages throughout the week.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
So with that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
And keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Peace out.